Detroit Free Press automotive writer Brent Snavely. He's on the other end of our line. Brent, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, is this auto talks with the UAW and the Big Three? Is this fun?
There are fun moments. There are really interesting moments, but I think exhausting would be a better word.
What are the interesting moments?
Oh, I guess just seeing how it all comes together. I mean, we cover this so closely and make predictions and game out what we think is going to happen, and you know, and then you see it come together and you find out that you're right on several things, and then there's several unexpected surprises that come your way. So
let's talk about the UAW Ford contract. You've been covering the GM deal. That's a done deal. How does the Ford deal look?
Well, I think, I mean, if you're a worker, and especially after you sit down and look at the numbers, the Ford deal looks very good. It is, and again, we expected and predicted and thought that it would be a deal that would offer more money for workers than the GM deal did, and indeed it does. I mean, it starts off with a $6,000 signing bonus versus GM's $5,000 signing bonus. They will pull ahead a profit sharing payment for the first half of the year and pay that out before the end of this year. That's $3,700. These are all before tax payouts, by the way, but nevertheless, a nice chunk of change heading into Christmas. And then workers really, really wanted to get COLA, or cost of living increases, back. They did not get that, but they did get what is called inflation protection lump sum payments, four of them, one per year over 4 years, $1,500 on average per worker. And, you know, I don't, a lot of, some workers we're talking to felt they should have got more, or they expected more, given all the concessions they've given up in recent years. But you'd be hard-pressed to find any group of workers in America that's getting these kinds of signing bonuses.
You know what's interesting about this, with the economy so challenged and there's so much uncertainty, people are still buying cars.
Very true. Very true. And the other thing I should hit on, I mean, here is that, you know, jobs and job commitments is a huge part of this contract between Ford and the UAW. Now, and you just mentioned industry sales, and I told you last time around the economy and industry sales is a key part. A lot of these job commitments are based on expectations that the economy is going to recover. Nevertheless, you know, Ford is expecting to add 12,000 jobs in the United States over the next 4 years, and a lot of those are coming in Michigan. And the other big win for Michigan in this contract is the plant in Flat Rock, which is due to lose the Mazda 6 very soon. It will gain production of the Ford Fusion, which is basically Ford's, you know, best-selling passenger car, and is currently only made in Mexico. That's a huge win for Ford workers and a huge win for the state of Michigan.
Now, Brent Snavely is the automotive writer for the Detroit Free Press. He's live on the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. You know what I kind of forgot about, but I saw a story online that put the idea in my brain. Not only is this good for the employees, obviously, but those employees are not only gaining a little security for the holiday time and for maybe other tough times with those lump payments, but the Christmas holiday is going to be taken care of, and also the state's going to gain some in tax revenues.
You know what? That is a good thought, and I had not thought about that. But, yeah, I mean, a very large portion of Ford's hourly workers live in Michigan, and the workers won't like the fact so much that these signing bonuses, et cetera, are before tax. But you're right, the state should like that. And the other thing too to think about is, you know, I'm hoping that smart families and smart workers will not spend all of this. They'll invest some of it. They'll pay down some debt. But certainly, they're going to head out and get a nice meal at a restaurant and do some Christmas shopping, and that will be good for the Michigan economy as well.
All right, so Two heads of the two-headed monster down, if you will. We're at Chrysler, and that's probably going to be the most challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. But one final thing on Ford.
Okay.
We don't quite have two down yet. The other, I mean, in the next 10 days approximately, Ford workers across the country do have to vote on this. It's not a done deal until UAW workers ratify or vote in favor of it, and it's still going to be a close vote. But yeah, we now move to Chrysler, where smallest of the Detroit three, least profitable at the moment, still not fully recovered company, and Sergio Marchionne is the CEO of Fiat and Chrysler, and he is a tough deal maker and tough bargainer. He really isn't crazy about the pattern, if you will, that has been set by Ford and GM. He would like to do things a little differently, and for decades the UAW has always wanted to apply the pattern contract at all three automakers, and that is going to be a tough set of negotiations left over here.
You know, when I think of jazzy cars, when I think of big sellers, I don't think of any Chrysler products. Now, M&M and Indomica Sue and their ads for the 300 have been nice and impressive. That's a sweet car, but I don't think of any pizzazz. Am I missing something, or are they about to unleash some cool cars?
I think stay tuned and... again, I mean, if you think about where Chrysler was, they're on their third owner in 12 to 13 years. Daimler and Cerberus did not do any favors to this company. Cut out a lot of product development investment, and so when Fiat came in, Fiat's invested a lot of money, but they kind of had to just improve what they had first, and now. Before the end of this year, they are planning to unveil their new compact car, which will be based on a platform that Alfa Romeo uses in Europe. And I'm really intrigued by that. That'll be a Dodge, and it'll be a sedan, and it'll replace the Caliber, and that might be really something to watch to see what they come out with. To compete with the Civic and the Ford Focus and the Toyota Corolla and the Cruze.
All right, Brent Snavely is the automotive writer for the Detroit Free Press. Just look up SNAVELY at freep.com. Catch all his stories on the UAW contract talks. Brent, thanks so much for your hard work. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks, Tony.